Okay, so I want to start to talk about semiconductors today. And semiconductors, you start out, as with any material, by arranging the atoms on the right lattice and then solving for the dispersion relationship. So you solve for the microscopic states of the electron. And you get some dispersion relationship that maybe looks like this. And then after you've calculated the dispersion relationship, you construct the density of states. And that's a process of looking at all the k states in the first Brillouin zone, and you calculate which energies are allowed for every state in the first Brillouin zone, and you construct the density of states. And after this, you figure out where the Fermi energy is using this relationship. So it says that the electron density is the integral over all energies of the density of states times the Fermi function, which tells us if that energy state is occupied or not. And the chemical potential is hidden here inside the Fermi function. And what you do is that you just guess the chemical potential, you perform this integral, and it gives you an electron density. If the electron density that you get that way is too high, you reduce the chemical potential and do the integral again, and eventually you come to the correct electron density. For a semiconductor, when you do that, what happens is that the Fermi energy falls in a gap. So there are certain energies where there are allowed states for the electrons, and for many materials there will be gaps where there are states where there are no propagating solutions for the electrons in the crystal. If you shoot electrons in from outside the crystal, so outside the crystal you can give them any energy you want, and you shoot them in at one of these energies, they just get reflected back out. It's an energy where there are no states that will propagate through the crystal. And metals may have these forbidden band gaps as well, but for a metal, the Fermi energy lies in the middle of a band somewhere. And for a semiconductor, the Fermi energy lies in one of these gaps. And the consequence of that is that at low temperatures, all the states below the Fermi energy down here in what are called the valence bands, these are all occupied. The Fermi energy is here, and then in the conduction bands, in the bands above the Fermi energy, all of the electron states are empty. There are no electrons in them. And that's similar with semiconductors and insulators. This is true for both semiconductors and insulators, that the valence bands are filled and the conduction bands are empty, except the difference is that semiconductors have a smaller band gap, so that at room temperature there are a few electrons that get thermally excited over the band gap. So at low temperature, semiconductors and insulators are the same, but at room temperature, a little higher temperature, there are a few electrons that get thermally excited across the gap, and then there are a few electrons that get in these in the conduction band. And if you apply an electric field, then the electrons will move and there's conductivity. If we go back down to low temperature with a semiconductor, the electrons are still there. We can apply an electric field, but there's no current. And the problem is that if all of the electrons are down here in the valence band, the states in the valence band are such that every time there's a state with k, there's also one with minus k. So if all the states are filled, there's no current, because the state with k cancels the one with minus k. And the only way to get current is to take one of those electrons out of a filled state and put it up here into the conduction band. Then it doesn't cancel anymore in the valence band, and you get the conductivity of the one that went up into the conduction band. So if you take a semiconductor at low temperatures or an insulator so that there are no electrons up in the conduction band, you apply an electric field, you get no current until you apply such a big electric field that with the electric field somehow you push electrons from the valence band up into the conduction band. But this is usually a catastrophic process, that you apply so much voltage that it just burns up the material.
Okay, so this is...